Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. Welcome back to Stoic Calm, your daily dose of resilience and balance. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions in conversations? Like you're barely present, just waiting for your turn to talk? That's a common feeling, but I'm telling you, there's a whole world of connection missing when we're not actively listening. Today, we're diving into emotional intelligence and how it all starts with truly hearing what others have to say. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect to be a great chef without knowing the ingredients, right? Emotional intelligence is like that. Understanding your own feelings and those of others is crucial for navigating life's complex recipes. First off, let's get real about why active listening matters. It's not just about politely nodding and saying aha. It's about creating genuine connection, building trust, and even boosting your own emotional well-being. When we truly listen to others, we gain valuable insights, build stronger relationships, and learn from different perspectives. Plus, think about the feeling of being heard. It's powerful stuff. Now, let's break down some key takeaways for becoming an active listening master. Number 1, focus on the speaker. Put your phone away, shut off those distracting thoughts, and give them your undivided attention. Make eye contact, nod along, and use body language that shows you're engaged, like leaning in slightly or mirroring their gestures, but don't get creepy about it. Remember, you want to create a safe space where they feel comfortable sharing. Next up, practice empathy. Try to see things from their point of view, even if you don't agree with them. Think about their emotions, experiences, and motivations. It's like stepping into their shoes for a moment. It can be eye-opening. Don't just hear the words, but listen to the emotions behind them. Tone of voice, facial expressions, and body language all offer clues about what someone is truly feeling. Pay attention to those subtle cues to get a deeper understanding of their message. It's like learning a secret code. Once you crack it, you can connect on a whole new level. Speaking of communication, resist the urge to interrupt. Let them finish their thoughts before jumping in with your own opinions or solutions. You know that feeling when someone cuts you off mid-sentence? Frustrating, right? Active listening is all about giving others space to express themselves fully. Finally, ask clarifying questions. This shows genuine interest and helps ensure you understand what they are saying. Don't be afraid to say things like, "Can you tell me more about that?" or "What did you mean by?" It keeps the conversation flowing and demonstrates that you're actively engaged. Think about a time when someone truly listened to you. How did it make you feel? Valued, understood, heard. That's the power of active listening. Now imagine sharing that experience with others. Creating that kind of connection can be incredibly rewarding. Let me tell you a quick story. A few weeks ago, I was having coffee with a friend who was going through a tough time. Instead of offering solutions or jumping in with my own experiences, I focused on truly listening to her. I asked questions, empathized with her feelings, and just let her pour out her heart. You know what? By the end of our conversation, she felt so much lighter, like her weight had been lifted. That's the magic of active listening. It has the power to heal and transform relationships. So, my friends, remember. Active listening isn't just a skill, it's an art form. It takes practice, patience, and a genuine desire to connect with others on a deeper level. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll build stronger relationships, gain valuable insights, and ultimately become more emotionally intelligent, which is something we can all strive for. Ready to take action? Start by practicing active listening in everyday conversations. Pay attention to your loved ones, colleagues, even strangers. Everyone has a story to tell. Remember, you are capable of creating powerful connections through the gift of your presence and attention. Now go out there and listen with intention. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little active listening practice, leave a review, and join me again tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Calm. Until then, keep it calm, keep it real, and keep on connecting.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.